Phil Wickham with Living Hope on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Another reminder of the great gift that we have received in Jesus Christ. We need another reminder here this morning, a reminder of what day it is and what it is that we can be celebrating, however weird it might be.
We always need reasons to celebrate.
Sure.
Yeah. Love excuses to do that. Anyway, it is May 22nd.
Okay.
It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, there were things to pick from. There were several, multiple national, local, international holidays to choose from. But one of these isn't real. That's the game. There's two real ones and one fake one. And you and Beth are going to guess which is the fake day that Ryan made up.
Okay.
We got National Petunia Day.
Petunias.
The petunia.
My puppy's new favorite snack.
Oh, really? Now, I forget, is petunia the one that needs ants?
You might be thinking peonies.
Peonies, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Petunias don't need ants.
No.
It's a flower, though.
They just need to be very high off the ground right now at my house, so.
Need a raised bed, do you?
Kind of, yep. Mm-hmm.
In our yard, it's just the rabbits. They eat everything.
Oh, my.
Then we have National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Vanilla pudding? Vanilla.
Most basic of the puddings.
I was just going to say, if I'm going to choose a pudding, it probably wouldn't be vanilla. Because it's just, yeah.
Yeah. I like the basic. Because you know if a pudding, like a pudding brand is good, if their vanilla is good. It's the same with ice cream. Like, if I'm judging an ice cream place, get their vanilla. Because if their vanilla isn't any good, then the rest of it's just like,
yeah. If I get something with just vanilla, I feel like I need to add on.
Oh,
you know, throw some fruit in there, pour some chocolate on it. I don't know. Vanilla pudding. But
anyway,
okay.
National Vanilla Pudding Day. Mm-hmm. And then National Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Oh, now this one I can get behind.
If you're thinking about, if you're on the fence, you're like, I'm gonna start learning an instrument. Maybe today's the day to pull that trigger and buy that thing and
go get that cello
that can stay in your attic for the next 20 years. Did Uncle Ryan play the cello?
No.
But he had one.
But he bought one on Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
My brother bought like a kit and made himself a violin. Have I seen him play it? No.
Oh, that would be fun, though.
He built it, yeah.
Oh, I have a friend who built hammered dulcimers
for
a while.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great instrument. I mean, I could never play it just because.
Makes music and drives nails.
At the same time.
Hammered.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's not what it does. Okay.
He's joking, people. Okay. So, interesting. Petunias, vanilla pudding, and musical instruments. Ooh. Well, two I like and one I don't.
Ah.
So, vanilla pudding's not very high on my list. But petunias are pretty. Uh-huh. I do like them. And no, Abby has not eaten all of them.
Not all of them?
Not all
okay.
of them. No.
Day's still young.
Yeah, and I might kill him before she has an opportunity to get over that taste. Buy a musical instrument day. Now, I'm trying to think. When I was in school, when did I pick my band instrument for the year? Was it around this time? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, it's been so long.
I do feel it's been a long time that it was like end of this. Yeah, it was. Yeah, I had
was
to go
it?
In and try a few out.
Yeah,
I had to try out my.
Kind of was, wasn't it?
I tried out the drums and said, that's dumb. And then I tried out.
You said the drums were dumb?
I didn't do. I was going in intending to play the drums.
Oh.
And the band director's like, you sure you don't want to try something else? Try this on.
There's a
size.
Hint.
Yeah. I ended up with the trombone.
Oh, right. I so wanted to be a drummer there for a while. Yeah. Okay. I am going to say, buy a musical instrument day is safe.
Okay.
I am. Just thinking about the way school bands work. So petunias or pudding? Petunias or vanilla pudding? Something's telling me that the day you made up is National Vanilla Pudding Day.
I'm sorry that's wrong, but maybe you'll get it next time.
No, this is a real day. I feel like it's kind of a pity holiday, like chocolate had its own day. Strawberry pudding. Is there strawberry pudding? No, butterscotch pudding had its own day. And vanilla pudding's like, hey,
can I have
I'm the OG over here. I need a day. So yeah, vanilla pudding day. It's today.
Vanilla pudding is just
like
lonely.
It. Yeah.
Okay.
It's better mixed with like coconut in a pie.
See, you have to add stuff. You have to add stuff to vanilla pudding to make it more palatable. See?
And today's the day to do that.
I guess. Yeah.
So going by your
between
logic.
Between petunias or by musical instruments, and I'm going to say you made up National Petunia Day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No such day. This
not
does
for
not
petunias.
Exist. Nope, it's not,
okay.
Not a thing.
I think there's going to be some kind of a horticulturist or florist or somebody that's going to say,
I love the petunia.
I love the petunias. Let's make it a day.
It's a flower. It's a girl's name. Oh, it's so good. Anyway.
Sure.
I can't even picture one right now.
I'll show you one online.
So
During the next song, I'll show you one online.
Celebrate the vanilla pudding and buy yourself a musical instrument, and you'll have these days covered.
Okay.
Here's Stories on Stories from Christine DeClario, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.